All right, everybody, welcome to another deep dive. This time we're heading down to South America, to Medellin, Colombia.
Beautiful city, amazing place.
It looks amazing, and we're going to be using this really awesome looking travel guide.
Yeah, this is really comprehensive. A lot to dig into here.
Lots to cover. So yeah, instead of like reading this whole thing, we're just going to kind of talk about it and hit the high points and stuff.
Give you a taste of what it's all about.
Exactly. So first things first, this guide is making me hungry just looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
The food section in here is wild.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of interesting stuff. So they talk about places like Arepas La Mona,
mm-hmm.
which apparently those are those Colombian corn cakes, Carmen restaurant.
Yeah.
Really fancy. Kind of like takes those traditional flavors and does something new with
more
them.
More modern takes. Yeah.
And then there's even like Nanian restaurant.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They're bringing in Indian food.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting. Medellin has a little bit of everything.
Wow.
So it's not just Colombian food. It's like a really cosmopolitan mix.
That's really cool. You know, it makes me think of like some other South American cities that I've been to.
Yeah.
That are very much
traditional.
Like
traditional.
Yeah. You go there and you get like the national food and that's kind of it.
Yeah.
But it seems like this is a little different.
Yeah. You can really explore all sorts of different cuisines there.
That's awesome.
Okay.
And for all my caffeine addicts out there, there's a place called Pergamino Cafe.
Oh, I've heard of them. They're supposed to be great.
And they actually grow their own beans.
Really?
Yeah. They have a farm outside the city.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. So you know you're getting that fresh cup of coffee.
That's a big selling point for a lot of people, like farm to table, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of interesting stuff with the food, the guide actually mentioned something called experiential dining.
Oh, yeah. It's a big trend right now.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's all about like immersing yourself in the culture through food, not just eating.
So it's not just going to a restaurant and ordering off a menu.
Right. It's more like hands-on interactive, you know.
Okay.
Like they talk about this place, EXO, in the guide.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, they do really unique things with Colombian flavors, you know, really elevating them.
Oh.
And then there are these off-the-beaten-path food tours.
Okay. Yeah, those sound cool.
Yeah, where you get to explore like those little hole-in-the-wall places.
Oh, so you get a local guide to take you around?
Exactly. You know, like a true insider experience.
I love that. Okay, so experiential dining, we'll have to dig into that a little more as we go. But
yeah.
I do want to pivot a little bit to something else this guide mentioned, which is safety.
Right.
Obviously, Medellin has a history.
Yeah, it's come a long way, but it's definitely something to be aware of.
Right. Like, we all know about Pablo Escobar and the whole drug cartel thing, but it sounds like things have changed a lot since then.
Oh, absolutely. It's a totally different city now.
Okay, so how safe is it really? Especially for someone who might be traveling solo.
Well, I mean, no city is completely crime-free, right?
Of course.
But Medellin is generally considered safe, especially if you're smart about it.
Okay.
It's on par with most major cities around the world, you know. Just use common sense.
So, like, don't be flashing your cash around.
Exactly. And be aware of your surroundings.
Don't wander down dark alleys at night.
Right. And the guide actually recommends sticking to certain neighborhoods.
Okay, which ones?
Like El Poblado.
Okay, yeah. It says here that that's kind of like the trendy upscale hub.
Yeah. Lots of restaurants, bars, hotels, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I could already picture myself there.
Yeah. And then there's Laureles.
Okay.
Which is a bit more laid back. Kind of has like an expat vibe.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, those are generally considered pretty safe areas.
No, they did mention Parque Lleras.
Yes.
Which is known for its nightlife, but they kind of threw in a little caution there, especially at night.
Yeah. Well, Parque Lleras can be a lot of fun, but it can also attract a bit of a rowdy crowd, you know?
Oh, okay. So maybe not the best place to wander around alone late at night.
Probably not, especially if you've had a few drinks.
Right. Good point. So it sounds like Medellin is pretty safe overall, as long as you're being smart and staying in those recommended areas.
Yeah, exactly. Don't let the past scare you off. It's a really amazing city with so much to offer.
I'm glad to hear that because I'm already getting excited about exploring all the sites and stuff.
Oh, yeah. The sites are incredible. We're talking like Guadape with those colorful buildings.
Oh, yeah. It looks like a fairy tale town.
And then there's El Peñol, that giant rock you can climb.
Wait, hold on. They have a giant rock you can climb.
Yeah, over 700 steps to the top.
700 steps.
But the view from up there is supposed to be absolutely breathtaking.
I'm adding that to the top of my list.
You won't regret it. And then for something a little more tranquil, there's the Medellin Botanical Gardens.
Oh, yeah. Those look beautiful.
Yeah, a nice escape from the city bustle.
I can picture myself strolling through those gardens.
Yeah, it's very peaceful.
What else have we got?
Well, you can't miss the Museo de Antioquia.
Okay. What's that all about?
It's got a really impressive collection of Colombian art, including works by Fernando Botero.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him. Those sculptures are amazing.
Yeah, very distinctive style.
All right, so I'm picturing myself strolling through lush gardens, soaking up some art. It's all coming together.
It's a great itinerary so far.
But, you know, I always like to find those hidden gems, those off-the-beaten-path kind of places.
I got it covered.
Yeah.
If you're looking for something truly unique and inspiring, you got to check out Comuna 13.
Comuna 13, what's that?
So it was once considered one of these most dangerous neighborhoods in Medellin, but through art music and community spirit, it's completely transformed itself.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it's a symbol of hope and resilience.
That's amazing.
They have these colorful murals, outdoor escalators, vibrant energy. It's really an unforgettable experience.
Okay, Comuna 13 it is. I'm writing that down. Now let's talk about getting around Medellin. The guide mentions the metro and trams and even like a Civica card for easy travel.
Yeah, the metro is a great way to get around the city. It's clean, efficient, affordable.
Okay, cool.
And here's a cool tip. They have something called the metro cable, which is like an extension of the metro system.
Okay.
And it takes you up into the hills.
Wait, a metro that goes up into the hill.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Offers incredible views of the city and gives you a glimpse into the lives of the communities living there.
That's genius.
Yeah, it's a really unique way to experience Medellin.
I love it. Okay, so metro trams, what about taxis?
You'll find plenty of taxis and ride-sharing services, too.
Okay.
Just remember, opt for official taxis or reputable companies just for peace of mind.
Solid advice. Yeah. All right, so transportation's covered. What about the weather? Medellin is known as the city of eternal spring, right?
That's right, yeah.
So what should our listener pack?
Think comfortable temperatures, year-round average highs in the mid-70s Fahrenheit.
Okay, perfect.
Pack light clothing, but bring a light jacket for cooler evenings, especially if you're heading up into the hills.
Okay, and a raincoat.
Oh, yeah, even in the city of Eternal Spring, it does rain sometimes.
Right, of course.
And a comfortable pair of shoes is a must, especially if you're planning on climbing El Peñol.
700 steps.
Yeah.
All right, so we've covered the food, the safety, the must-see sights, even the weather.
We're off to a good start.
We are. But remember, this is just the beginning.
Yeah, Medellin has so much more to offer. The real magic happens when you get out there and explore for yourself.
That's what we're all about on The Deep Dive, right?
Ooh.
Giving you the tools and insights to create your own adventure. Now let's move on to the cultural experiences that'll really bring Medellin to life.
This travel guide talks about all kinds of ways to experience the culture there in Medellin, like exploring the food scene.
We're going back to food. All right.
I am.
I'm in.
Like those local hidden restaurants we talked about earlier, you know? Or even going to, like, some microbreweries they have.
Oh, yeah. I saw that they have some cool microbrewery scene.
Yeah. Trying some local craft beers, that kind of thing.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And, of course, spending time in the parks and plazas.
Yeah, just, like, soaking up the atmosphere.
Exactly. You know.
I'm picturing, like, a nice plaza.
Yeah.
Having a delicious Colombian beer.
That's the life.
Maybe a little arepa on the side and just watching the world go by.
Yeah. Parque Barrio and Plaza Botero are supposed to be great for that.
Oh, yeah. I saw those in the guide. Okay.
Yeah. You'll find street performers, you know, vendors selling traditional crafts, locals, just hanging out. It's a good way to get a feel for the city.
I love that. Just getting that authentic vibe.
Yeah, for sure. And the guide also mentions free walking tours.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Those are always a good way to get your bearings in a new city.
Yeah, and get some insider tips.
Exactly. You know, and learn a little bit about the history.
So what kind of walking tours do they have?
Well, they have all sorts, you know, like exploring the city's history or the art scene.
Okay.
Or even delving into, like, the transformation of Medellin from, you know, those darker days to what it is today.
Oh, wow. That would be really interesting.
Yeah, to see how far it's come. And, of course, for those who want to experience Medellin after dark, there's always the nightlife.
Oh, yes, the nightlife. So speaking of nightlife, I know we talked about Parque Eras earlier.
Yeah.
And how it can be a little wild.
Yeah.
Are there any other options for a fun night out?
Well, if you're into salsa, Medellin is a salsa paradise.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, tons of clubs and bars where you can dance the night away.
I love salsa.
And if you're looking for something a bit more laid back, there are plenty of live music venues, you know, pubs, rooftop bars with incredible city views.
Oh, rooftop bars? Those sound nice.
Yeah, you can enjoy a cocktail and watch the sunset over the city.
I'm sold. Okay, so we've got the nightlife covered. But let's not forget about the solo travel aspect.
Right.
What makes Medellin a good city to explore on your own?
Well, Medellin is incredibly welcoming to solo travelers. It's easy to navigate. You know, people are friendly and there's a strong sense of community.
That's good to know.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about feeling isolated or anything. You'll find plenty of opportunities to connect with locals and other travelers.
Okay, how so?
Through group tours, language exchanges, or just striking up conversations in cafes and bars.
I love that.
Yeah, you know, it's easy to meet people.
Yeah, that sense of connection is so important, especially when you're traveling solo.
Yeah.
You don't want to feel like you're in a bubble.
Exactly. You want to feel like you're part of something.
And it sounds like Medellin really fosters that.
It does, yeah. The people there are known as paisas. They're known for their warmth and hospitality.
That's awesome.
They're proud of their city and eager to share their culture with visitors.
It's amazing how a city can have such a distinct personality, right?
It really is.
So speaking of personality, what stood out to you as the most unique or surprising aspect of Medellin based on this guide?
I'd say it's the city's ability to embrace its past while looking towards the future, you know?
Okay.
Medellin's been through some tough times, but it's come out stronger and more vibrant than ever.
I love that.
It's a city that celebrates its resilience and is constantly evolving, but, you know, still retains its authentic charm.
It's like a phoenix rising from the ashes.
Exactly.
That's a great analogy. So for a listener who's planning their solo trip, what would you say is the most valuable takeaway from all this?
I think it's the importance of being open to new experiences and stepping outside your comfort zone.
Okay, I like that.
Medellin is a city that rewards the curious and adventurous. Don't be afraid to try new foods, explore different neighborhoods, connect with locals.
Be open to the unexpected.
Exactly. You might be surprised at what you discover.
So it's all about embracing the unknown and going with the flow.
Yeah, be present, be open. Be adventurous.
I love it. But what about some practical tips for solo travelers in Medellin? Anything specific this guide highlights?
Well, yeah, we've talked about transportation and safety, but one thing the guide emphasizes is the importance of learning some basic Spanish.
Oh, yeah. That's always a good idea.
Even a few phrases can go a long way, you know? Shows respect, makes everyday interactions a lot smoother.
Right. It's like you're making an effort.
Exactly. Imagine being able to order your favorite Colombian dish without having to point at the menu or ask a local for directions to that hidden gem you've been dying to check out.
Yeah. You're not just relying on your phone to translate everything.
Right. It can really enhance your experience and make you feel more connected to the city.
You're not just a tourist passing through. You're engaging with the culture on a deeper level.
Exactly. And let's be honest, trying to speak a new language is always fun, you know?
It is, yeah.
It can lead to some hilarious misunderstandings and memorable moments.
I have so many stories like that from my travels.
Yeah.
All right. So brush up on your Spanish pack, your adventurous spirit, and get ready to experience the magic of Medellin. But before we wrap up, there's one more thing I'm curious about.
Okay, what's that?
Knowing all that we now know about Medellin, what would you prioritize experiencing on your trip? What are you most excited about?
Well, for me, it's got to be that combination. You know, the city's got like this vibrant energy, but then you've got these stunning natural surroundings.
Right.
So I definitely prioritize exploring both like the urban landscape and those nearby mountains.
I'm with you there.
Maybe even take a day trip to Guatapé and El Peñol.
Oh yeah, those views.
Get those breathtaking views.
For sure. And of course, I wouldn't miss the chance to like try all the food.
Oh yeah, the food's incredible.
From those traditional arepas to like, I saw they have a lot of fusion cuisine too.
Oh yeah. They're really pushing the boundaries with the food scene there.
It's a foodie paradise.
It is.
Oh, and those microbreweries.
Can't forget those.
Cheers to that. Well, folks, we've reached the end of our Medellin deep dive.
Sad to see it go.
I know. But we hope we've inspired you to start planning your own trip.
Yeah, Medellin's waiting for you.
So pack your bags, brush up on your Spanish, and get ready for an unforgettable journey to Medellin, the city of eternal spring.
It really is eternal spring there.
That's right. And until next time, happy travels, everyone.
See you in the next deep dive.